Track number 10, Touro in the 20th century, a holiday period. The chateau is a calm and steady presence. After being disarmed in 1912, she stood waiting patiently, biding her time until, in 1930, she transformed into a holiday destination, a retreat for Mélanie de Villemorin, widow of a rich and famous grain merchant. At that time, it was all the rage to give guests a thrill by holding parties in this strange sort of place. She's partly responsible for saving the Château de Touro. This is just after World War I, when tourism began to take off.
C'est un peu elle qui va sauver le château du Touro. Nous sommes après la guerre, c'est l'invention du tourisme.
Henri Bidot, tour guide for the historic town of Morlaix.
Veuve, elle vient régulièrement accompagner...
Widowed, Madame de Villemorin would come here with her family, such as her daughter Louise, a writer, or her lovers, and occasionally painters who created beautiful canvases of Morlaix Bay from this château. For the token rent of 1,000 francs a year, Madame de Villemorin took over the château and, in return, renovated and maintained it. When she arrived at the château, she fitted it out to her own taste. Cécile Schneider, guide at the château.
Madame de Villemorin aimait beaucoup s'amuser.
The courtyard was decorated with white hydrangeas. The doors to the cells were repainted in different colours. She brought in 14 beds for guests and held fantastic parties here. Just for fun, she would sometimes dress up as a ghost while her cook rattled chains on the upper terrace. Madame de Villemorin also had a yacht that she used for outings on the sea and to fetch her guests from Carentec. The chateau survived her role as a German lookout post in World War II and went on to yet another transformation as an adventure spot for the sailing school in 1960. Imagine, if you will, the chateau in summer. There would have been around 300 people here, half of whom would be staying on site. They would have eaten at a huge table in the courtyard at mealtimes, and all around the chateau, there would have been 60 or more sailboats of all shapes and sizes, dinghies, learner boats and small yachts, everyone decked out and ready for regattas. The sailing school here even became one of the biggest in the country, second only to that of the Glénan in South Finistère. The school had to close in 1980. Now, turn your ear to the skies and listen to the seabirds in track number 11.